Is there awareness? With awareness, some wisdom must be present. Every moment that we are aware, every moment of mindfulness, the five spiritual faculties are working together. The awareness, the right effort, the stability of mind, the faith or confidence, and the wisdom. Everyone is making the effort to meditate, to be aware. How are we making this effort? There is two ways we might make the effort to be mindful. One, we might try to ensure that we don't lose the objects. That means we're always aware of some object or the other. The other way is to ensure that we don't lose the mindfulness, that at any moment we are aware. So the emphasis is on the awareness, regardless of whatever we are aware of. Making the effort to not lose the object, he says, requires more effort. More tiring, we have to follow the objects. But ensuring that we don't lose mindfulness is easier. And it's the more natural way to do it. When the emphasis is on having awareness, ensuring we're not losing awareness, he says, then it doesn't matter what the object is, or how many or how few the objects are, because all that matters is that there is mindfulness. When there is mindfulness, he says there is always some sort of wisdom. At the very least, there's the wisdom of the things that we have heard and learned before. The Buddha talked about four right efforts. The first right effort is to prevent the defilements that have not yet arisen, to prevent them from arising.
Pinale, 就是啊。
And then to abandon the defilements that have already arisen or to prevent them from growing further.
那么懂了,撇逼的,孤独的,没撇的,孤独的,撇来了没?撇来了,我就在了。
The third one is to endeavor to develop wholesome qualities that have not yet arisen.
那么这个,撇逼的,孤独的,撒的,多不好,就在,撇逼就在。
And the fourth right effort is to endeavor to increase the wholesome qualities that have already arisen. Increase or improve. So how do we fulfill these four right efforts? So please listen carefully. When he talks about preventing defilements or developing wholesome minds, wholesome qualities, he's not talking about the ones that just arise in the mind. So the defilement that we are watching, or the wholesome mind that we are recognizing in the mind. The right effort is directed towards the awareness, towards the mind that works. To meditate. So, it's the development of the meditating mind, the awareness that we are targeting, so to speak. And initially, all we're doing is awareness. Awareness runs the show. Wisdom will come later, when there's enough awareness. And as we slowly build the storehouse of our awareness, he says, Wisdom starts coming along for the ride. And when wisdom comes into the picture, then with every moment of mindfulness, that little bit of wisdom also becomes present. Those little new wisdoms. When we say that someone has strong awareness or good awareness, that really means that that person's awareness is also accompanied by wisdom. That's good awareness or strong awareness. So our efforts should not be directed towards preventing the objects or developing the objects which represent those defilements and wholesome qualities that we were talking about in the right effort. So our efforts are not directed towards developing or preventing the objects and experiences that we have. The right effort is directed towards developing the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
When we have awareness and wisdom continuously, the very presence of the awareness and the wisdom is preventing the defilements that have not yet arisen. And for those defilements that have already arisen, the ones that you're observing, then the fact that we continue to try to be aware and there is wisdom prevents those defilements from getting fed and from growing further. And the presence of the awareness and the wisdom is what it is preventing is future defilements. It's not preventing the current defilements, which are actually a result of past conditioning. They're just preventing them from growing. So we really need to see this, that value of having awareness and wisdom, and how in the present moment it is benefiting us in these indirect ways that we don't always see. Or realize. And the wholesome qualities that are being developed begin with that awareness and wisdom. So we're developing awareness and wisdom that we have not yet developed. And as we continue to be mindful, we're increasing those wholesome qualities that we already have. When there is awareness and wisdom, then the door is open for other wholesome qualities to also dwell in the mind, arise in the mind. So the objects or the experiences that we have, he says, there is no need to struggle with them, to complain about them. All our efforts only need to be directed towards having awareness, having right view, making the awareness continuous. That's where our attention should be directed to the the work of awareness itself. So, no need to fear feelings of suffering, unpleasant feelings, or sensations, difficult sensations and feelings. We just need to bring in right view and bring in mindfulness and continue to use them. For our mind to become more mature, that's how we have to face them, with right view and mindfulness. An object is merely an object. A thought is just a thought. A feeling is just a feeling. None of it is a problem. Making them the objects, using them as objects, mindfulness is developed by maintaining continuous mindfulness, and wisdom will arise. Samadhi will arise. But while we're in the midst of trying to learn how to have right view and be mindful of them, he says, we're still learning. Part of the journey. And if we are brave and we face them every time they arise, then we will begin to learn about those experiences, difficult or not, as well. Memories may or may not fade away, but if we understand the defilements that are behind the memories, he says, then we can become free of the defilements and we don't need to fear the arising of the memories.
Memories are two, sickly to cool.
A memory is just another thought. The story in the memory isn't important. If the conditions are still present for that memory to arise, it will arise. When the conditions are no longer present, then it may not come. What wisdom sees is that this mind has arisen and this mind has gone.
Whatever happens,
So again, he reminds us, whatever happens, let it be. What we have to understand is what we can do in that moment, which is to be aware and bring in right view. We must never forget to be mindful, to have awareness. Something is happening now. What shall I do? Don't think about what is happening. Think about what you can do, which is to be aware and have right view. He says, and not only difficult feelings and sensations, pleasant ones too. We tend to be more lost in pleasant feelings and sensations and not aware of them. Do you know, do you yet understand that pleasant sensations and feelings are also dukkha?